Gurudev, Shruti Mataji has a question. She's asking, how can we develop deeper, genuine love for the Guru and how to surrender to Guru?
How to develop genuine love for Guru and how to surrender to Guru, everything begins from service. If you render service, the service will purify us, it purify the heart. So we should start by service. Service is very, very powerful, that if you do service, you will become committed to the person whom we are rendering service. Or the person who is offering the service. Like, Arutam Das Sekura, Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami did not want to accept the disciple. But Lokanath Goswami, Arutam Das Sekura, got his message to initiated by him because of service he rendered. He rendered a very nice service. And Lokanath Goswami became pleased and implicated to initiate it. So if you do service, you will be purified. Another thing is that we can hear the importance of surrender. Why should we surrender? And the importance of a pure devotee. So we can try to understand who is the pure devotee. Pure devotee is a confidential servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very, very dear to him, because he's a confidential servant. We know in this material world that if you want something from a very high personality, and we have access to a person who is very, very dear to him, whatever you need is to be made possible, because if that person presents a case, it will not be denied, it will be accepted. So that's the position of a pure devotee. A pure devotee is a confidential representative of Krishna. And Krishna is very, very, very dear to the pure devotee. The pure devotees are very dear to Krishna. So they have a wonderful relationship with Krishna, that if one pleases them, Krishna will become pleased. And for anyone to become pure, we have to get that purity from a pure devotee. We cannot become pure by ourselves. Only by the mercy of a pure devotee we can become pure. By the mercy of a pure devotee we can get pure love of Godhead. Not from Krishna, but from Krishna's pure devotees. If you know the importance of a pure devotee, then we'll be able to understand why we should surrender to him. Surrender, even materially speaking, if you surrender to a person, you can never be denied protection. Even in military, if someone is fighting with you, the moment you raise your hand, even if it's a demon, they will not kill you again. You have surrender. So if you give yourself to a pure devotee, then Maya cannot touch us again. We will protect you, be sheltered. Even if the whole world falls on your head, you will not be disturbed, you will not be injured, be fully protected. Only when we are not properly sheltered, then we have difficulty. The one who is properly sheltered, is properly sheltered, I mean that the person has given up himself or herself completely to a pure devotee. I am your property, whatever happens with me, it is left with you. For such a person, has nothing to fear in this world, because the full mercy is on his or her head. So, all the scriptures, all the wonderful acharyas recommend, including Krishna himself, that one should take shelter of a pure devotee. Krishna told Arjuna himself, that the deep and deep heart in a very personal sevaya. Upadesh tantite gyanam ganina tatva darsi, one who has seen the truth. Tatva darsi, one who has seen the truth. Who is that? The pure devotee. One who has seen the truth means what? One who has seen God. Srila Prabhupada explains there are two types of people who have seen God. A pure devotee like Prabhupada himself, who is directly seeing Krishna, is a tattva darsi. And one who is following Prabhupada directly with all sincerity is also a tattva darsi. A pure devotee, sincere devotee himself who has seen Krishna, one who is sincerely follows just a pure devotee, both of them are tattva darsi. And the material world becomes very easy to cross if we follow the pure devotee. So we must surrender. Without surrendering, we can always suffer in this material world. And in fact, no one can even be without surrendering. Either we are surrendered to Krishna's illusory energy, or we are surrendered to Krishna directly himself. Taibi hiye sa guna mayi amma maya durata ya am eva ye pavadya te maya me tam tarantite maya me tam tarantite. One who surrender to Krishna, to his pure devotees, will overcome the impossible material nature. So we are considered human beings only at the point we surrender ourselves to pure devotee. That is when human life begins. Human life begins from at the point we have surrendered ourselves to pure devotee. And yes, I have been trying for lifetime after lifetime to avoid Krishna. But trying to avoid Krishna means to increase our suffering in the material world. So to surrender to a pure devotee means freedom. Just our freedom. Therefore, we render service and we become free from contamination, to appreciate the pure devotee deeply. And also, good association will help us to understand the need for becoming a devotee of a pure devotee. Good association is a process. So Rupa Goswami explained the beginning, a little faith will have bring us to meet with a devotee who will now create association of devotees. And that association of devotees, then we can start the process of nullifying our contaminations. Association. And the essence of association is to hear from a pure devotee. All misgivings are destroyed in association of a pure devotee, because that means you're going to hear. And hearing means to get all our misgivings destroyed. So as the Prabhupada said, I established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, opening temples, so that people will have chance to hear about Krishna. And into this hearing process, every morning we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, every evening we hear Bhagavad Gita, for the purpose of becoming purified. Hearing, very important to hear every day from several lives. So it will help us to develop, get purity. When we surrender in knowledge, surrender in purity, the more we get purified, the more our attachment, the more our faith becomes stronger. So here, associate, then a service. We'll get there. All right.
Thank you, Gurudev. Rasalila Priya Mataji has a question. She's asking, how do we maintain the compassion and love for those who have offended us or hurt us on some level, because sometimes it is difficult to let go. So how do we maintain that compassion and love for those who had hurt us?
So first of all, we have to understand, the first thing we should understand is that keeping grudge for someone is like we are carrying fire. The person who is holding fire and the person who is not holding fire, Krishna is in trouble. The one who is holding fire, the fire will burn you. So keeping grudge is like holding fire. So we can see that in our own life, or we are keeping grudges where somebody will see we are not happy. Or we take beads to chant, our japa will just be the alphabet, cannot be the pure name. And japa also will be very difficult, not be sweet. Because we are keeping contaminations in the heart. And Christian is a perfect gentleman, he can't stay in a dirty place. So first of all, we have to learn how to forgive those who have offended us. Why should we do that? Because we have also offended many other people, and we are expecting them to forgive us. So if we want to be forgiven, we should also learn how to forgive. The principle is that you cannot expect to be forgiven when you are not forgiving. So if you want to be forgiven for what we have done, then we should forgive others for what they have done to us. That's the principle. Then the heart will be very soft to show other people mercy. So learn how to forgive. Right? There's one healer. There's a healer. It's a natural healer. Before he admits a person in his clinic to start his treatment, the first treatment that he gives is, have you forgiven? So you have to go and search yourself and see if you have any unnecessary bad feeling towards anybody. Take it out from your heart, then you will start his treatment. Otherwise, you will not be cured. So, everything has a beginning, and we have to begin from the beginning. So, learn how to forgive. A brahmana is known by his ability to tolerate and forgiveness. Especially for devotees who want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. For Krishna requested madmana, Baba mad bhakta. Krishna said madmana, he didn't say mad this and that. Krishna said, think of me. He didn't say think of this person or that person or that thing or something. He think of me. Krishna knows everything. So he said, think of me. We have not been given chance to think of something else. Krishna said, think of me. He didn't say think of any. Someone else offended us. Think of me. What does it mean? If I think of Krishna, I cannot think of something or somebody else. So think of me, Krishna. So to keep, learn to keep Krishna in our heart, not to keep somebody else. And especially if something is bad, we are keeping that bad thing in the heart. So what are we? It cannot be good. You are bad because that is association we are keeping. We are keeping bad people in the mind. Keeping the bad things people have done to us in the mind. That is our association. Our association is bad. So we cannot be good. So we have complications in our Krishna consciousness, in our life as a devotee. But we don't know how all these things are coming. These are the contaminations which are there that is choking our bhakti, our progress in Krishna consciousness. If you think of a pure devotee, you get 100% of that person's quality. Similarly, if you think of a bad person, you're going to get the quality of that person. So what is the use of thinking of something or someone that is bad? We can't be good by constantly meditating on bad things. We cannot. So it is for our own good that we should not keep grudge. It's for our own good that we should not keep unnecessary things in our mind. Keep Krishna in the mind. This is what Krishna requested. Keep me in the mind. Think of Krishna. No matter what happens, to think about Krishna. Because that is what Krishna requested. So is it not better for us to do what Krishna wants than to do what we want? Krishna knows that somebody is going to offend him before he says, think of me. He knows. So we shouldn't waste our time or complicate our situations by misunderstanding the process of bhakti. We are cultivating a pure culture. Therefore, we should not allow anything to come in between it and delay or create more problems for us to handle. Purity is a force. That's what Prabhupada has come to teach us. What the Prabhupada said, whatever you have done, I forgive you. Once an Nessie who fell and came to Prabhupada and he wanted to take permission from Prabhupada to commit suicide. Mr. Prabhupada told him, "Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme person of Godhead. He can tell the whole world, go back to Godhead, and that will happen." Prabhupada is very humble. He can do that, but he simply said, "Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can do that, but I cannot do that. So I need people to assist me in my mission, in my service. Instead of you to commit suicide, you better stay as a householder and do your service." He's not encouraging anyone to fall. That is not the issue. He's not appreciating that someone has fallen. He's not covering up anything. He's appreciating the energy. Kali, you see our weakness. So, service. Do your service for me. And that service will become purified. Papa taught this principle. I've forgiven you. So let us learn to forgive. All the wonderful, pure devotees, they have this quality of forgiveness. Hare Das Thakura, forgive. Jesus the Christ, forgive. Prahlad Maharaj, forgive. Vidura Mahatma, forgive. Yudhishthira Maharaj, forgive. All of them, Prabhupada, all. Jesus, Muhammad, they forgive. But Buddha, forgive. All of them. Narada Muni, that's why I was cursing him directly. He forgave him. In fact, Sukadeva Goswami said when Daksha was cursing Narada Muni, he didn't run away. He stood there. Why? So he could purify his brother from his lower nature. This is a science. The technologies in Krishna consciousness that has to be applied. Krishna consciousness is not just a theoretical thing, it's an active process that we have to involve ourselves deeply into it and experience it. Not standing by the surface, we have to go deeply into it. Then we can experience it. Alright, Rasa Lila Priya Ataji.
Yes, Jagannivas Prabhu, you can ask your question.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances.
Glories, Gurudev Prabhupada.
Shila Prabhupada. I would like to know if you can remember something that Bhakti Tirtha Swami told you about how he glorifies Shila Prabhupada.
Has he glorified Prabhupada?
Yes.
the whole of his life, he lived it in glorification of Prabhupada. The whole of his life. He lived the whole of his life in glorifying Srila Prabhupada. He was a very fearless book distributor, fearless and powerful book distributor. That's glorification of Prabhupada. He came to Africa, very difficult place, and fearlessly presenting Krishna consciousness. That's for the glorification of Prabhupada's mercy. Everything he did is an offering to Prabhupada. This will glorify him. Yes, I was talking about Gurudev coming to Africa for preaching. It's by the order of the orders of Prabhupada. He came here by the order of Prabhupada. Prabhupada told him, see, ancestors, they sent you out of Africa. But now I'm returning you back as a king. You go back to Africa as a king. And Gurudev came here as a king. Prabhupada sent him here. And he came as a king. And not just that, he was physically crowned the king before he left here. Before he left the world. So Prabhupada told him, see, your people will send you out of Africa, but I'm returning back to Africa as a king. He was made a king here before he left the world. And he had to preach, representing Sir Prabhupada here, actively. He preached extensively all over the world. And Prabhupada said, if you want to appreciate what I have done, you should preach vigorously like I'm doing. And that's what exactly Gurudev did. As he glorifies the Prabhupada in his activities and his preaching. Not only that, he lived a life, his own personal life, as an offering to Sri Prabhupada. Every of his, I think, was connection was Prabhupada. It's glorious. He was fearless and bold, a preacher, very, very innovative, very, very creative. So Prabhupada has wonderful disciples who really represented him. If you had not come to Africa, I wonder what would have been of us. Because of his patience, his compassion, his purity, his mercy that made us. Otherwise, it would have been impossible. Yeah. Every day he constantly reminds God brothers and God sisters to be conscious of Prabhupada and live exactly as Prabhupada wanted to be. He was so conscious of Prabhupada that everything he does must consult of Prabhupada before doing it. And sometimes when he is in a GBC meeting, a serious issue, we will ask all of them, let us ask the Prabhupada if what we are going to do will please him. And that is how he lived his life. He must consult the Prabhupada for everything that he does. Yes. Every day before Gurudev sleep, he must ask the Prabhupada. He will give account of the service he did for the day and will ask the Prabhupada to tell him if there is anything he wanted him to do which he did not do. Every evening before Gurudev sleeps. Every day he must give account of his activities. Prabhupada, the last thing he will do before sleep. Not just giving the account, then he will wait to see, to ask. He will directly ask if there's anything he didn't do that day that Prabhupada had wanted him to do. So such a rare devotee left us. physically. All right, then you ask for Google.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Thank you, Gurudev. Gurudev, I also have a question.
Yes.
Gurudev, sometimes we feel that, is it that devotees who have taken shelter in ISKCON are following Srila Prabhupada, or is it that people who are following what Srila Prabhupada said or whatever acharyas have said, they may not know Prabhupada, but they know whatever acharyas have said, they are following that, so they are also following Srila Prabhupada. Is it?
The movement is parampara. We are following parampara. We are following what the president has, the followers of Prabhupada are teaching. We are following Prabhupada. We follow what they have been given to us. What Prabhupada has given to us in his books are given to us practically by those who are representing him. Now, see, if you follow them, we are following Sir Prabhupada. Like Prabhupada himself said, if we follow, the Bhagavad Gita was given to Arjuna. So it is not different from the Bhagavad Gita today given to other devotees by representative Arjuna. It's the same thing. Prabhupada said it many times. We have the same experience if we follow what is being given to another, the same Bhagavad Gita. So if we follow what Prabhupada has given to his followers, if we follow the followers of Prabhupada as he has given it, we are following Prabhupada. We cannot jump the present acharya, jump from power to go to the acharyas. Our system is parampara, so we have to follow it. Is it clear?
Yes, Gurudev. Yes, Gurudev. Thank you so much.
So let us sincerely follow them. We sincerely follow the present followers of Prabhupada who are sincere. We follow them. We are following Prabhupada. There is no difference. Because the representative of Prabhupada is Prabhupada. All right?
Yes, Gurudev. Thank you so much. Gurudev, Nishtha Mataji also has a question. She's asking,
yes.
I'll ask a question. How do we recognize a pure devotee? And her second question is, what is meant by surrender to Guru and Lord Krishna?
To recognize a pure devotee, there are different ways. The scripture has already given the qualifications of a pure devotee in the Katha Upanishad. This Tadvigya Nartam Sagurum Eva Vigya Chet. Samit Panisrutiyam Brahman Nishtam. Here, the Upanishad is recommending that one must, it is a must, that begin our terms, a guru, ever bigger chet means that it is a must to accept the bona fide special master. It's a must. You cannot avoid it if you want to go back to Godhead. We cannot go back to Krishna, you cannot be pure devotee without the mercy of a pure devotee. You can't go back to Godhead without the mercy of an associate of Goloka, Krishna pure devotee in Goloka. We cannot. So, Sruttriyam Brahma Nishtam, a pure devotee has understood the conclusion of the scriptures and is following them. He has a strong attachment and the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. He cannot teach material enjoyment to the disciples. He gives them only spiritual understanding, the essence. As a qualified special master, Rupa Goswami has already given us Pacho Vegam Manasa Vegam Udara Upasa Vegam Jiva Vegam. All the Vegans has to be controlled. One who has control over the sense, Rupa Goswami said, that person is a Jagat Guru. He is a spiritual master for the whole world. One who has control over the senses. Not one who is 120 years old or 1,000 years old. Not a person who has studied the Vedas and Kuroshi to the other side. Not a person who speak, but one who has control over the senses. It's a pure devotee. One who is surrendered to Krishna, body, mind, and words. A pure devotee, a sadhu, who knows Krishna, is surrendered to Krishna, 100%. One cannot understand a pure devotee if one himself or herself is not pure. Only a pure devotee knows who is a pure devotee. Then the question will be, I'm not a pure devotee, so how can I understand a pure devotee? The qualification is that one must be very, very sincere. If one is very, very sincere in the heart and with all eagerness to understand Krishna, a pure devotee, Krishna from the heart will direct one to a pure devotee. It is not difficult. It becomes difficult to understand a pure devotee when we are crooked, when we are not sincere. Duplicity in our consciousness, then it will be very difficult to understand a pure devotee. But one who is very sincere and is serious in Krishna consciousness will never have difficulty understanding his pure devotee. The pure devotee will manifest to the person. If you pray to Lord Krishna, I am a fool, I don't understand anything, but I want to serve you from my heart. Please show me whom I can take shelter. Krishna will show you. How difficult. Alright? What's the second question? The second part?
Guru, the second question is, what is meant by surrender to Guru and Lord Krishna?
Surrender has six qualities. Surrender has six qualities. I am a surrendered soul. It means that that person is decorated with six qualities. So Krishna requested us to surrender to him. That is the request from Krishna. Just a minute. Surrender doesn't mean the dress or the rituals we have to do in Krishna consciousness. Surrender has six qualities that everyone who is surrender must have these six qualities. Out of these six qualities, two of them is for Kalisa Bhakta. Four of them is for Madhyam Bhakta. And the six is for Uttam Bhakta. Yes. Anything that does not lead to the professional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. And anything which will lead one to us to Krishna consciousness should be accepted. Two, the do's and don'ts. This is for the rules and regulations, the do's and the don'ts for a neophyte. A Kanisa Bhakta will struggle with this. The things which we do and the things we should not do. anything which is not favorable in Krishna consciousness, which will not help us progress in Krishna consciousness, will be rejected. So we keep the further regretty principle because they will not help our Krishna consciousness. Then we change the sin because it will help our Krishna consciousness. Right? One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. So there's no need thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. Yes. One should not have a separate interest from Krishna. Because as soon as one seriously engages himself in the devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness at once, he becomes free from all contamination of material nature. For that, there are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation in the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be free from all sinful reactions. So this is surrender. Accepting everything favorable, rejecting everything unfavorable, having Lord Krishna to be the only protector. There's no other one there that can protect someone. There is confident that Krishna can protect me. I don't have any person we are looking after for anything, for any assistance, or guardian. The only guardian is Lord Krishna. Humility, wants to be meek and humble. These qualities make one a surrendered soul. And one does not need to look for anything else, because Krishna will fulfill everyone's desire. So to be on that level, where one simply depends on Krishna, is a very high level. That is Uttama platform. What only thing that comes, one accepts it like that. So we can begin from the beginning. Try to depend on Krishna. Anything which is favorable, that means that we should take our sadhana very seriously. Chanting sisyaran is the thing we should do. Avoiding the sinful activities is the thing we should avoid. Including not keeping grudges for anyone. And try to be selfless in our activities. Encourage others by our own lifestyle, not just by our words. Our lifestyle should be an encouragement to others. This is surrender to Lord Krishna, to Guru and Krishna. Whatever the Guru said, yes, I will do. We will not stand to consider whether it is good or not. So, His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj said, for material things, you should consider it 360 times. You should consider it before we go into it, 360 times before we go into it. But for Krishna, we should never waste a second. We should immediately accept it. That is surrender. All right.
Yes, Gurudev.
Is that answer very clear? Did you get me clearly?
Yes, we heard you clearly, Gurudev. Alright, thank you so much, Gurudev. I think there are no more questions today. Thank you so much for patiently answering all our questions and enlightening us on Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. We'll again see you next Saturday. Thank you so much, and thank you everybody, and Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for making us remember Prabhupada. Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you so much.
May you all be blessed by Srila Prabhupada so you can follow him very nicely with his wisdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Gurudev. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.